What are you going to look for? Like how ready your team is?
Well, I'll speak about the defense. You know, we're working hard and putting a lot of mental reps in right now, taking a lot of reps. And we've had a good fall camp, and now everything's narrowed down on all our focus and everything is on Nebraska. We don't know quite what to expect. You know, they've got a new coaching staff. We know Coach Riley, but he's got different players. And so we're just looking to a lot of film of what Oregon State has done in the past, and we're looking at their personnel from the spring, and it's going to try to match them to both together.
Is that a fun challenge? I mean, it's just kind of an interesting situation when in these type of circumstances.
Yeah, it is a fun challenge, and you know, if I can't give you stats and figures, but it seems like the last probably 7 or 8 of our last 10 openers have been against new staffs or new coordinators. Some, you know, it's a new offensive coordinator coming from somewhere else, and so it makes it kind of interesting. And those, you know, the first series, the first quarter, you try to get a bead on what they're doing as fast as possible, and then adjust your defense to what they are doing.
What encourages you about the defense based on what you've seen this fall?
I think we're pretty healthy. We're encouraged by a little more depth this year. We have some positions that are experienced and others that still are young, and that's the way it is usually every year. But we're encouraged by what we have. The thing that I'm personally most encouraged about is just the chemistry of the team. You know, defense and offense, and the chemistry of the team just seems really, really good and really high. Seems like they like each other and they're having fun.
So is the chief concern the inexperienced positions then?
Yeah, and I don't know where to put my finger on which ones those are, but there's some youth, there's some corners that are young, and safeties. There's a couple there, but you know, we're great. Those guys are having a great camp, and Coach Howell's doing a great job with them.
Coach, what do you think contributes to the better chemistry on the team this year?
First thing that comes to my mind is leadership. You know, I think we've got great leadership, and that, you know, that starts with the off season. You know, our strength coach has done a great job building that and teaching that. He's got a great strength staff with him, and they've done a great job in the spring and summer building that leadership and that camaraderie and chemistry with the team. And so I think it started with him. And then just an emphasis from all the coaches and to the players that this is something that we had to improve. And they've taken that personal, and they've done a good job with it.
Speaking of leadership, Bronson being named the only defensive captain, what have you seen just as far as his leadership role for the entire defense?
Well, in my opinion, he's always been – Bronson's always been a leader, and he's always been vocal at the right times, and now that he's going into his senior year, it's just amplified, and I'm happy for him. And we chose, it was Coach Mendenhall's decision to just choose one defensive captain and one offensive captain, and he's the right one right now, so he'll be great for us.
A lot of the best BYU defenses, of course, have had really strong leaders in the middle, you know, at the middle linebacker positions. Do you see that developing like you'd want as far as this particular team?
I do. The two inside backers, there was two or three inside backers, they got a lot of, you know, good votes too. So they're vocal, and that's where they need to be. And you know, I like the leadership that's coming from that position as well as the free safeties.
Where's Harvey's transition as far as learning the middle spot and coming over from offense? And it's been a few years now, but where would you say his progress is?
Bless you. Harvey, I think the smartest thing that Harvey did was move in with a free safety, Chris Badger. And they have studied and learned and learned and learned. So his acceleration in learning the defense has just been unbelievable because of his effort, who he's living with, and the time that those two have spent watching film and learning the defense. So I trust Harvey. As far as the actual physical mechanics of playing the position, he doesn't have very much experience there. So he's going to he's going to be baptized by fire, you know, real soon, and he'll have to do the physical part as well as the mental part here really quick, because he's a good player, very good player.
But as far as JLD moving outside, why was that done? Just depth or?
Well, a lot of conversation, a lot of talk, you know, in the defensive staff room with the head coach and the defense, and we want to get the four best linebackers on the field. And we felt like moving Jeremiah to the outside would give us that. So he'll start at inside backer on Saturday.
Jeremiah will?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he'll start at inside backer, and then second half may move to outside, just depending on how the situation goes with the game.
Having guys like that can play inside and outside, or guys like you've got in your secondary that can play corner or safety, means that you guys as a staff can really disguise what you're doing out there. Does that just make you lick your chops as a defensive guy and what you can draw up with multiple players out there?
Yeah, you know, you get a guy like Jeremiah. Manoa can play both Buck and Mike. Jeremiah could play Buck and outside backer. You get guys like that. That know multiple positions, it just helps your defense. If somebody goes down or gets injured, you've got a guy that you can put in that knows that position. So it gives us a lot of flexibility, and it just helps our overall defense. The more you know, the more you know. And that's what we tell them when they first come in. So somebody might be recruited and come in as a Mike linebacker, but one of the first things I'll tell them in our meeting is, I want you to learn both positions and know both positions, and you know, that's something that happens to, you know, just about every position.
Will this be your first trip to Nebraska?
No, I've actually been there three times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I went there when I was the head coach at Snow College. We bussed out there 2 years in a row and played their JV team, and Tom Osborne was the head coach at the time and treated us like we were Ohio State. Guy was awesome. And he helped pay our way out there and gave us tickets to the game the next day on Saturday, and it was a great experience. And then one time when I was with Louisiana Tech, we went there and played, gave them all they could handle, but we lost. But great fans, you know, they were great fans and treated us well, and it's a good experience.
How much fun is it coach to watch your guys in these types of environments, these types of, you know, venues and, you know, situations?
Well, you know, it's exciting to see these young men. They grow up, a lot of them dreaming of playing Division I football, and to see them go into a big venue like Nebraska and be on that playing field and on that huge stage with national TV, it's exciting. It's fun to see them have that experience.
How do you feel our linebackers compare to linebackers in past seasons and also against Nebraska coming up?
You know, I try to stay away from comparing them to past linebackers. You know, each set is different and have their own unique learning styles and playing styles. The thing I do try to compare them with is how hard to play, and I'll show them examples of linebackers past, the good plays, and try to get them to kind of see things that they can learn from linebackers in the past. But they're all different, and, you know, these guys will have their own personalities and their own style of play, and they'll be ready to play.
In terms of size and speed, is there anything you're worried about with them being able to do their job at all?
No, not at all.